greeting the new patient. A big hello and warm introduction will do wonders in getting the doctor-patient relationship, the subject of the next module, off to a tremendous start. Whatever the receptionist is doing can be put on hold for 10 seconds. It is best if whoever greets the patient walks around and hands the patient introduction forms on a clipboard with a nice doctor your name pen, not the one that says the name of a bank or a drug company. So, greeting a new patient. Number one, big smile and warm hello using patient's name and introduce yourself. Number two, unless you're on the phone, stop whatever you're doing and put enthusiasm into your greeting. And mean it. This patient is the reason you are here. If you are on phone, either put them on hold or just excuse yourself for a second and give the warm greeting. Whoever is on the phone will be impressed by this rare show of compassion in a doctor's office. Sad, but true. Number three, ask the patient how she is feeling and did they find the office okay. Number four, ask the patient if they have downloaded the forms or would like to fill them out now. Number five, instruct the patient to bring the forms up to the front desk when they're finished. And number six, establish a warm but no-nonsense relationship right away. Be like a good parent, caring, but be strict. All right, the height and weight. It's always a good idea to have the receptionist do that, or if you have a chiropractic assistant, do that. I suggest you use the old-fashioned doctor scales. They're probably the most accurate and project the secure feeling of being in a doctor's office. I tried a space-age scale that also measured body fat percentage, and that didn't work out too well. Now, here's another great way to make an impression on the patient while providing a unique and valuable service. It is to measure their proper shoe size. You're probably wondering, Dr. Charles, where are you going with this one? Well, let me tell you. I had a patient I treated for a while, referred to me by a medical doctor for a hip problem. And he did very well. I adjusted his hip. I worked the muscles. And he would always respond beautifully, and it would always come back. I saw x-rays, MRIs. I told him, Michael, I've treated worse than this, and it would not get better. And he'd come in once a month, twice a month. Couldn't get it better, and the hip deteriorated. And, yeah, he was one of those people, 200,000 people in this country who needed hip surgery. And, yeah, it was upsetting because I feel like I failed him. Then I didn't see him for a long time, and he came in with kind of this grin. Like, Michael, what's going on? I'll give you the short version, doctors, if it's not too late already. He said, well, I went skiing, and I went to get my boots, and I told the guy my size. Let's say it was a 10. And the guy goes, well, you know, you're not a 10, you're 11. The guy goes, no, I'm not, I'm a 10. He goes, no, you're not, you're 11. And he measured his foot. And he came and says, oh, my God, I am an 11. I haven't realized over the last 30 years my foot size got bigger. So he looked at me and goes, could wearing a shoe one size too small, you know, he was very well acquainted with applied kinesiology and muscle inhibition. Could wearing a shoe a size too small turn off my muscles and undo all your work? And I looked at him with my jaw dropped. Doctor's on. Yes, it absolutely can. And so I immediately called the Brannock company in Syracuse, New York, and ordered the device to measure shoe size, so I swore this would never happen again. Yeah, it was disheartening. What would happen is he would always take his shoes off. So I never muscle tested him ever with his shoes on. By the way, I don't make that mistake anymore either. You have to have patients doing what they do all day long. So I actually test people with their shoes on. And so the Brannock device, as I said, made in Syracuse, New York. The phone number is 315-475-9862. This is in your playbook. It is a great thing to have the patients just, like I said, you can even put it in a reception room. Have patients measure their own feet. It is one of those things that people will talk about. So feel free to share the story that a patient of mine required a hip replacement from wearing the wrong shoe size for about 30 years. Feel free to share the story to new patients as to why you're measuring their shoe size, and they will appreciate how thorough you are. So have your assistant explain, how the improper size shoes can affect the muscle of the legs and cause feet, knee, and hip problems, along with affecting pelvic and spinal alignments. I guarantee your new patients will tell their family and friends how thorough your office is. Give your patients something to talk about. This is what builds your practice.